Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Oh, good thing they're playing the music because I forgot which Madonna we were talking about. Yeah.
She didn't express her struggles.
She...
Did it.
Because that was the name of one of her songs.
She didn't cherish her rape as much as she should have.
She must have thanked her lucky stars that she didn't die.
She was wishing she was on La Isla Bonita.
I don't know any songs.
It only took her 4 minutes in New York to get raped.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice people?
Let me get back to you a couple of minutes.
I've never even heard of this. Hippo Juice.
Are you the douchebag of Royce?
I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, it's Patrice O'Neal, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
like,
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh, my God.
There's a video. Back away.
Picturing you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in, 954-573-2780, hashtag Hippo Juice on the Twitter sphere or Facebook spheres.
Isn't it more of a cube?
A cube.
Make sure that if you hashtag Hippo Juice, follow it with hashtag YOLO.
Oh, yeah, and also hashtag Real Talk, so we know you're not jerking us around.
And hashtag Girl Talk.
Yeah, of course, and hashtag Black Twitter, hashtag White Twitter. Hashtag white people problems. Is that still 140 characters? We're good. If they, if all that is not there, we will not read your tweets.
Also, hashtag then, first world problems.
Of course.
And hashtag
elephants should have more hair.
Oh, you're right. And they should, because they look like bald bitches, yo.
It looks silly when they wear a hat that they don't have hair coming out of that hat.
It's October. No, do not make any jokes. I knew it. Do not make any jokes about the
Awkwartober.
No, nothing. It's
more like a la Akbartober.
Okay. I want to start a new thing. Octomomtober. Every October, every single show, all 2 hours, the story is about the Octomom.
But,
and I want to do that also in January.
But we already have that. It's Lust and Love. They're on Mondays. Anyway, look.
But January doesn't have a catchy name.
Yeah. So, look.
January Octomomtober.
No, we're not doing
hashtag.
That. Hashtag. You can't put the hashtag at the end, then it won't work.
How about Octoary?
No. Stop. No funny names.
So Twitter doesn't work like pagers where you have to hit the pound sign at the end?
No, it doesn't.
Oh. Well, they're all my hashtags are just pound signs.
You're a fucking idiot, right? Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. You know, tonight I think we're just going to do hard hitting show and talk about the government shutdown all 2 hours, NPR style.
Yay!
First hard hitting story, Oreos, the next target in the war on drugs.
No,
shut up.
No. Western what? Echo said Doc October. I like Doctober better.
Okay, fine. No, we're not doing that.
But then we won't know what doctor it is.
Well, yeah, we just,
it could be any doctor then. I don't know if I
can support
that.
Bob and Tom do, which is Proctober, which is where their awareness of getting guys to do their proctology exam.
How about
that's Mocktober? Not a joke. That's a real thing.
Okay,
I'll
we could do
on there.
We could do Mocktober, where we mock a song right from the Billboard Top 40 in Weird Outlet.
Well, it's true. It's funny though, the Proctober thing. I do want to remind guys, because Sean has been getting
a proctology exam every day.
Every year since I've known him. The thing is, Sean makes the doctor wear those. You know those fake Hulk hands that are like really big. and they make noises. So
it still doesn't fit.
Yeah, all you hear is Hulk smash. Hey, you know what though? Cancer free. Thank God. Thank God, you know, that's what matters.
It's a lot more satisfying once you've tried it like once or twice.
Okay.
And you got to ease into it.
All right.
You have to go to
an
actual proctologist, though.
Idea. Locktober, where we always talk about the best locks for public storage units.
Okay, fine. First off, Master's going to win, no doubt. So that's going to be a one-day discussion, Master Locks.
Locktober with an E, where we talk about Locke from Lost.
Okay, fine.
Oh, John Locke?
Yes, we'll talk about him.
How did he walk? He was in a wheelchair.
How about Loketober, where we have John talk like Tone Loke the entire show?
Hey, man, somebody call my name.
See? Perfect. It's already working.
It's already a hit.
It is.
Guys, we're doing too many things this month.
It's too many things happening.
Can we go back to October? Hey, no, I'm busted, but I don't got a knife.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So can we go back to the hard-hitting news of Oreos?
Yes, please. It would be great.
All right, good, because we have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Those cookie crumbs.
Have you ever tried the Oreos that are vanilla strawberry Oreos?
I've heard of them.
No.
The cream is half vanilla, half strawberry. It is so good. Try them.
Strawberry is actually asbestos.
Well, it's still good, though.
You know what? You need to have like an Oreo sampler pack at this point. There are so many different kinds of flavors.
Peanut butter is not as good as I thought it would be.
Does Times Square have a Oreo store yet?
Yeah, it's called a Rite Aid. Dude, you can fucking buy Oreos anywhere. It's not a specialty thing. It's not a Cronut.
Or is
it? M&M store, and they're all the exact same thing. So.
Mint Oreo is probably my favorite.
Now that
No.
Now that it's Halloween, dude. You also have the candy corn Oreos.
Ew. No, mint Oreos? What do you mean? Dude, mint Oreos rock.
No, because mint Oreos just would remind me of a York peppermint patty, which are disgusting.
Mint chocolate is actually pretty good.
And no, yes, it's not. I'm going to say no to that guy. Sorry. Anyway, no. Marie, dangerous Oreos.
I just like double stuffed. Yes. Plain up.
Crawfish Oreos. Just
love being double stuffed.
What is that supposed to mean?
You like two penises inside of you at the same time.
Big whore. Big gaping flapping whore.
Oh. Means you like two penises inside of you. Usually one in my mouth and one in my ass.
What? Well,
not you.
Not you, Sean. I mean... God damn it. That's a rotisserie right there. Good old fashioned.
This show's not about me. I thought we were talking about my penis problems. I'm sorry, guys. Let's keep it going.
It being inside young Haitian boys is not a problem. It's a disease, Sean.
It's not a problem.
Ew. Haitians are black.
Hey guys. Yes. Those cookie
Oreos,
crumbs.
Are they addicting, Marie? I'd love to know.
Those cookie crumbs clinging to the corners of little Timmy's mouth may be the telltale
Shut up,
sign.
Sean.
Of a full-blown addiction, especially if they're Oreo crumbs.
Like heroin?
Okay, I haven't read the story, but are they going to compare that Oreos are addictive as some sort of drug?
Maybe. I haven't read it yet.
What kind of drug?
I'm going to guess cocaine.
Well, good job, Ryan. We all know that sugar produces the same responses in the brain as cocaine.
I was going to say...
Because Sean has
Oreos
been testing that theory
addictive.
For years.
He only puts cocaine in his coffee.
Sugar is addicting. Doesn't matter what cookie you put it in. Specific to Oreos.
But what if you put sugar in your meth cookies?
No.
They have those?
Oreos are addicting. No, listen. Like, Nella wafers are like 89 cents just because you paint it black with a Sharpie doesn't make up. Dude, a pack of Oreos is like $4.29.
Yeah, but this is
like
bullshit. Cheez-Its? No, hold on. This is bullshit. This addiction thing is crap. Sorry.
I didn't
because
write it.
Nobody
I
ever
read the article.
Hold
please.
On, Dud. Shut up.
I couldn't get past the first sentence.
Nobody.
Oh my God.
Nobody ever says, "Yeah, you know, I have a meth addiction and I'm a chocoholic." Like, it's not a real addiction. Right. Like, oh, what's wrong? What were you away for? Kind of a sweet tooth.
When they say chocoholic, you've never been poor enough to the point where you're living on the streets because you needed more chocolate, ever.
Says you.
All right.
Well, to be fair, meth was sold as an impulse buy for 89 cents at like a drugstore, you know. you probably wouldn't go broke.
All right, seriously though, according to a study from students and professors at Connecticut College, lab rats find Oreo cookies to be as addictive as cocaine.
Okay, maybe lab rats are hungry and keep seeing a cookie.
Why are we getting our info from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
No, Connecticut College.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Totally different. Two?
Connecticut's terrible, by the way. Listen to Dutch and Royce, our review of Connecticut.
Oh,
it sucks. By the
More
way.
Like Connecticut can't.
Spoiler alert. It sucks. Thank you, John. More like Connecticut can't. More like Connecticut, Massachusetts.
See, if I had a technology school, I would call it Connecticut Cutting Edge.
No, you wouldn't. That would be
that's
because no, that's the name of my knife shop that I'm opening up in Connecticut, you idiot.
Although he couldn't get a storefront, so it's opening up in North Dakota.
By the way, guys, I want to sell you. You know how they have all these reality shows like on AMC and all that stuff? I have an idea for a reality show. It's called Bless This Meth, where what I do is I cook meth. And I sell it to people, and that's the show. What do
no,
you
no,
think?
No, there was more to it. You were saying you wanted to get it blessed by a Jewish rabbi
right.
to make sure it was kosher.
Okay, because it came out recently because the Colorado and Washington rabbis have come out and said that pot is kosher. So I'm wondering.
Really?
Yes, it was a couple days ago they were saying it.
So now you can use it.
Yeah, so I was wondering, is meth kosher? Because really, there's nothing in it that breaks kosher law, right?
There's no pork in it or shit.
It's okay. I'm just being.
You're not mixing up your meats and cheeses with your veggies or anything. So
you're not. Sorry, Oreos.
I mean, unless it's bacon wrap pot.
Oreos is going to be an hour long story.
Oreos.
Oreos.
Marie,
okay.
God, get to it.
Our research supports the theory that high fat, high sugar foods stimulate the brain the same way that drugs do.
Really?
Said Joseph Schroeder.
Well, he sounds like a liar.
Joseph A. Bank.
Said the Joseph A. Bank suit store.
Schrader to shut up and play his piano.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, this guy
This
guy is an associate professor of neuroscience at Connecticut College. So he knows.
More like Connecticut College, right, John?
I know, right? It writes itself.
Go ahead.
Neuroscience major. All right, stop throwing the neuroscience title in my face.
Yeah.
You're not better than me, Connecticut.
Ooh, I updated Skype today. I'm not throwing it in everybody's face. You motherfuckers. I did that today. I had an iTunes update, too. I did two things. I'm not fucking starting that off.
All right, every time I see the word neuroscience, I'm going to change it to shithead because I don't like their attitude.
Fair enough.
No, change
you're on the right science.
Shithead
major. Science, but change the word neuro to turkey.
All right. Turkey science major Jamie Hellman.
What's turkey science?
It's the science of turkey deli meat.
Oh, okay.
How
it makes you go to sleep. Story now.
It is. He was interested in taking a look at how high fat, high sugar foods contributed to the obesity epidemic in low income areas. And when you're looking for high fat.
By low income, he means black neighborhoods.
And when you're looking for high fat, high sugar foods, what could be better than an Oreo?
Something cheaper?
Yeah.
Like a Twinkie or like a Ding Dong?
Dude, right. Oreos and Cheez-Its, they charge a premium.
There might
be something to the addiction thing. Because honestly, a pack of Oreos is like $4.
Oh my God, I would inhale a box of Cheez-Its right now.
No, it is true. You're right.
No, then you choke.
Cheez-Its are like $38. I'm like, I'll just buy cheese nips for 50 cents. They're not as good.
It's true.
It's true.
And by the way, that's a lot of money to pay for basically what amounts to cheese shrapnel that you're throwing in your mouth.
Right.
Because I have never eaten Cheez-Its without going, God damn it. Ow. Ow.
How are you eating them?
I don't chew.
Oh. Did you ever notice whenever you eat cheese, it's like and you never swallow it. It never goes down your throat. It just cakes in the back of your mouth.
You're right. You make like a paste, like a concrete.
Yeah, seriously. Nope. Like you just chew like 48 cheeses, then you could plaster or paper mache, perhaps.
No, or make a hornet's nest in the corner of your house.
Are you guys regurgitating your cheese? It's like a bird?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you eat them?
I swallow them.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Never.
Maybe Cheez-Its should put some directions on the back.
That's you eat them.
It's on you. I mean, really? What idiot.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
What happened today?
Why do you think there's a pile of undigested Cheez-Its on the floor every day? Huh?
I'm so tired of mopping them up.
I was hungry.
We just had parties.
I was hungry. What do you want?
We just had parties with Cheez-Its spitballs.
I'm telling you, I'm making like a little hut in the fucking, a little fucking Cheez-It hut in the side.
Like a hobbit hut?
Yeah.
It's like,
are you okay?
It's like chewing tobacco, but with Cheez-Its.
And you know that cheese paste that, like, not the paste, but you know, like the powder that stays on your hands? It's everywhere. It's a fine film of it all over the house.
That's cheese nips. Cheez-Its don't have the powder.
Oh, okay, anyway.
Get your fucking cheese snacks right.
Sorry!
You just made me spit take all over the keyboard, man.
Okay.
That's not as bad as what I did to the keyboard earlier.
Oh, come on.
Wow, really quick?
Dude. Yeah.
That fast.
Really? I just I went to Google. I typed in Cheez-It, expensive, and there's a Facebook post this guy named Blake, he wrote...
Well, hold on.
Who,
Blake?
Blake T. Cheez-It.
Oh, no.
His name is Blake French. Trust me, this is worth it. Blake, he goes, okay, who French agrees? Cheez-Its are getting expensive. You would think that they would give you what it's worth, but no, they give you like a cup full for like $4. Stop buying them. And he did that on Facebook. The official Cheez-It Facebook page responded to him.
Mm-hmm. And what'd they say?
Our current prices reflect food production costs, which have increased in the last few years. We provide a recommendation for the retail to each store, but ultimately the prices are set by them individually. So they will vary from store to store.
Dude, you will get responses by all of these, any major thing has like, you know, has a Marie at the company where they're like the social media guru and they respond to you. We should try other companies.
So here was what he responded to,
like
Cheez-It.
Like Necco Wafers?
Dear Necco Wafers. Necco Unlimited Clothing.
Dear Necco Wafers, why are you disgusting?
He responds,
everybody with a penis.
Just plow over it, Ryan.
Sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
Sorry. He responds to Cheez-It. They don't control how many Cheez-Its you put in the box. That's on you. Stop blaming stores.
Whoa.
That's what he did with his big opportunity.
Hashtag
suck it, French.
What would you have done with that big opportunity, Ryan?
First off, I would have said, dear Jonathan Cheez-It, I, for one, think that this is some sort of Illuminati conspiracy where they drive up the cheese price, just like the oil price, corner the market, then buy the competition.
So what we got to do is invade Iraq.
We have to for their cheese mines.
We got to be careful because then we'll have like Nabisco knocking on our doors.
We don't want that.
See, I would have done something to really hurt them. I would have said like Cheez-It. More like leave it on the shelf.
Oh, whoa.
Something like that, maybe.
Hey, the views expressed on this show are not necessarily those.
See,
come on.
This is, what I like about it, right? It's a couple things. One, it's witty. Two, it hits them where it hurts.
Yeah, because it's like they don't want you to leave it.
Internet cheese forum.
Oh, God. Can somebody please look up if there's an internet cheese forum? I'm very curious because I want to know if people love cheese enough for there to be a forum.
I'll look for it. But
there's probably several.
Cheese forum.
Oh, no.
I'll have you know, I only buy my Cheez-Its when they're BOGOs.
Really?
Yes. If they're BOGOs, I will.
Cheeseforum.org.
Okay.
Then you can do cheddar and then white cheddar.
Can you post cheeseforum.org in
global
the chat?
Global and independent non-retailer aligned.
Thank God. Finally, somebody is talking about the hard-hitting cheese issues.
Okay. We got Brie/Camembert cheese making recipes.
The state of Vermont will not apologize for its cheddar.
White mold defects, comma, ripening. White mold defects, comma, blooming.
Really? Now we're going deep.
Manufactured cultures.
Okay.
These are all like threads.
You guys are giving me the munchies.
You know,
why are we? Were we talking about Oreos?
More like radio.
We were
cheese facts.
We were.
Well, it's both owned by Nabisco, and they're both way too expensive for what they are. So let's tie it in.
There you
Nabisco
go.
And also, got, you know. Did you want to know about stirring tools for making your own cheese at home? Because I know
they have those.
Yeah,
what's the stirring tool?
I'm not
going
to stay on the show if we're going to talk about cheese for the next hour.
We're not. Oh, now all of a sudden,
unless it's Gouda.
No, putting my foot down. I'm putting. Do quality control. I'm producing.
Okay. Fine. Fine. Okay. Let's do this.
Right, let's talk about cheese. Stories.
You know what it is? Dutch thinks
I let you have your cheese it ran.
No,
I'm not going to cheese now.
No, this what it is Dutch.
No, I put my foot down.
Dutch doesn't want
Dutch has cheese. Stock. Dutch has cheese shares and he doesn't want to sully those.
You know, I'm tired of Dutch defending big cheese. I'm really sick of it.
Dutch is just concerned that the show's getting too cheesy.
Guys,
it's been bought and paid
yes,
for by
Marie, drop the mic and walk away. That was perfect.
Let's get back to basics.
Okay.
We know Hippo Juice is known for two things. Rips from the headlines.
Yes.
Ripped from the headline stories.
I think that's
and
it
also,
you.
And also stories from imom.com.
Yes, it is.
So now, I'll give you the choice.
I thought it was beating a dead horse.
Well,
I'm on Yahoo right now. I'm looking at trending now.
Okay.
Give me a number 1 through 10, and I will read what's hot immediately.
John.
Or I could read you the latest blog from iMom.
John, no. You get to get
John
the
pick.
First one.
Are
like
we going trending or iMom, John?
From a big old 10.
Okay.
iMom.
Wow. Number 10, and I'm not making this up, trending now is Hall & Oates.
Yes.
Wow.
Why
haven't they made a breakfast cereal?
Oh, no. Who died? No, that's bad, because when they're trending... Who died?
Okay, so you guys want to guess why Hall & Oates is trending before
yes,
I tell you?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to guess that... there it is.
I think John should guess in a song.
Yeah, okay. yeah, John, why don't you guess why Hall & Oates is trending in a song for us? You're good at songs.
Down on local duo from the 80s, down on their luck in the music industry... decided one day that it was time for a change. Lo and behold, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash jumped in and said, "Hey, Oates, what are we talking about?"
All right, so apparently Kevin Nash is teaming up with Hall & Oates. Ryan, is that the answer?
Very close. Hall & Oates and Nirvana, amongst others, are on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot this
yes.
year.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, Hall & Oates better get in there before Nirvana or I riot.
Let me tell you what the best part is.
Nirvana.
Let me tell you, Nirvana is not trending, but Hall & Oates are.
Yes. But okay, let's vote here. If you had to pick
only, one doesn't have a shotgun wound to the face.
Which one? Let's do a vote right now. Hall & Oates or Nirvana? Who should be in this year? I vote Hall & Oates, obviously.
Hall & Oates.
Okay, John.
I would do Hall & Oates just because I'm sick of Nirvana, yeah. too.
I vote Brie Cheese.
Okay. No, we're not doing cheese anymore. We've moved on from cheese.
I put my foot down.
Oh,
we're
sorry.
We're talking about Hall & Oates.
All right. Okay. Quaker Oates
no,
for me.
I had no idea they haven't put this out. Would you like to know the other people on the ballot?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I would like to know. Yeah.
Rush? Okay. Is Rush on?
Ballot? Wait, can I make a guess? Is Yes on that ballot?
Yes is on that. Yes.
Yay!
On the ballot, on the ballet, let's see who's on the ballet, or on the rock Black ballot. Swan. Nirvana, KISS, NWA, which stands for Niggers WA. That's what it
That's
stands
not
for.
What it stands for.
What does it stand for? Someone correct me.
I believe it's Niggers with Attitude.
Oh, Niggers with Attitude.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Here's the thing, though. That is literally what that N stands for.
And that's
that is the only part of the acronym I decided to memorize.
I thought it was nice Africans with attitude.
You just made Royce leave.
That's what it stands for.
All right, I'm going to laugh about that all night, man. That's
what the
funny.
N stands for.
I know, but it was...
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we have Nirvana KISS. N with attitude. Does that sound better? Ends with attitude?
Ends that's with worse. Attitude.
No, Nigger WA. Nigger WA is so much better.
Okay. So we have Nirvana KISS, NWA, Peter Gabriel, Ladies Love Angels.
Ryan, Gabriel. Ryan, remember in Food Works and Epcot before they tore it down, one of the rocking fruits is called Peter Gabriel and he was a pita?
Oh, yeah. Remember. We mentioned Tone Loc earlier.
Yes,
Tone Loc was
the
rapper.
Tone Loc was
the
rapper. And
the
then
food rapper. Man,
how come I'm not on that ballot?
Gotta read the rapper. Anyway, so Nirvana, KISS, NWA, Peter Gabriel, LL Cool J, Linda Ronstadt, Cat Stevens. Who
and
else
Cat
is there?
Williams.
Also Cat Williams.
Wow.
Okay, you also have Hall & Oates, The Replacements, Deep Purple, Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and I'm not making that up. Link Ray, The Metrics, Chic, Yes, and The Zombies.
Okay, there's two glaring ones. There's two glaring obvious ones that have been left out for some reason. KISS and Deep Purple are still not in?
Yeah, like it's one of those things where they don't want to put KISS in because they were a show more than selling albums.
Yeah,
I guess.
But if Madonna...
Like Gabriel's not in it, but Genesis is not?
I don't know. I don't know why... Deep Purple doesn't make any sense. I could see why they got that thing against KISS, but Deep Purple makes no sense at all.
Well, I mean, it wasn't until last year that they put in Rush. Mm-hmm. For years, they were like, why the fuck is it Rush?
I'm just really sick of Spandau Ballet keeping getting robbed every year. It's like, you know.
So, I mean, obviously the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just, it's a music Hall of Fame. It's Hall of Fame. But if you're going to. If you're going to go off of these bands as much as Nirvana wants to seem like the obvious one, and I'm not making a joke here, Hall & Oates has probably more hits than all of these guys combined. They have a million number one hits.
Can we back up for a second, rewind, halt, and really look at this from a different perspective?
Wait, what?
Who is regulating?
Hold on. No, you're switching
the
it
regulators.
Hold on.
Mount
regulators.
Up.
No, I'm just, I want to look at this from a
damn
new angle.
Good too.
Okay.
Are you playing something?
Well, now I'm not. Ahead,
yeah, the regulators, NWA.
Oh,
okay.
Go ahead.
No, Nate Dogg warned you.
If the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame dictates who gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, Dick.
If they're their own rule setters, why do we have to wait once a year for somebody else to get in? Like, if they just deem a band worthy, why can't they just get in?
Yeah, why is there a waiting process? That's
well,
a good
point. They do that for any other sport. Also, they always.
But it's not a sport. It's music.
What, the ESPY Awards?
No, like the Baseball Hall of Fame or anything. They always have people on there.
Yeah, it's just annual. We're a creature of habit.
I'm a creature of impatience. Uh-uh.
Baseball and football and stuff like that make you usually wait at least 5 years and stuff because in case you decide to like Brett Favre it and come back. They don't want somebody to be inducted right. and then go, oh, I want to still play. After 5 years, they're not coming back.
Yeah, so some of these bands are still playing.
Yeah, those bands are still going to be playing. It's not like, oh, hey, Rolling Stones coming out with another album now. Damn it.
I can't wait for that next Nirvana tour.
They're saying that if Nirvana were to get in, they would be the youngest band in there because, I mean, everybody's much older. I mean, Dave Grohl is, what, 44?
Metric's pretty young.
Yeah, but what about Alvin and the Chipmunks? They have to be in there.
I'm sorry, I said Metric.
Abbott and Costello and the Chipmunks?
Yeah.
I realize I said Metric. I'm sorry, it's the Meters. I have no idea who the Meters are. Zombies have like two hits that I know of. I don't know.
They got five. I mean, they got two hits, but they got five under their belt.
Why would they induct a Cranberry song?
What? No.
Why not the whole band?
Hold on. What are the actual parameters of being on the docket for getting in? Because do you get nominated, or your
first album had to come out 25 years ago?
Yeah,
because you have to have a certain amount of albums
and
to be considered. Like,
yeah, I think that you need to have five albums and you had to have come out 25 years ago.
Okay, so the total of five. Okay,
correct.
Well, Nirvana only had, I think, four though.
Yeah, but if you die or something. Yeah.
What was your favorite Nirvana album, Dutch?
Everybody was Nevermind.
Mine was The Best of Nirvana.
In Utero.
The Best of Nirvana was good. Every track was good.
It's true.
Everyone.
I used to like them, but after a while, it was just like, they're not that good.
No, they're really not.
You guys hate them, so.
No, I don't hate them. I don't particularly love them. I don't hate them. I don't particularly love them. I think the Foo Fighters are infinitely better.
I don't really like
Dave
them.
Dave Grohl's a fucking genius.
Dutch doesn't like Foo Fighters either because it's not a band that includes a banjo and a DJ at the same time at this point.
Is that what I listen to?
I don't know, Dutch. It was a good joke, though.
Okay.
Not really. He listens to, like, The Devil Wears Prada and, like, Cursed.
I listen to, like, a heavy metal and techno.
No, Ryan, you misunderstand.
He listens to Bullet for My Valentine and Bring Me the Horizon.
Dude, listen to any of the music. Like, just listen to Dutch and Royce. I always pick like one of like a song that I like to open
That's
the show.
That's why I don't listen to Dutch and Royce.
Okay, you know what?
Gotcha. You know, now that I pay for Google Play Music or whatever, I've gone way hipster with music. A lot of songs come on from bands and stuff I've never heard. I've gone like super hipster with it.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Yeah,
I was just kidding, buddy. I listened to Dutch and Royce last night. I love
What's the most recent hipster song that you're into?
There's a song called Island by The Whitest Boy Alive.
Oh, I hate you.
Oh, I hate you too.
That song's badass.
All right.
hold on.
Play it.
Hold up, somebody.
Play it because now I want to hear it. Okay, now I'm just curious what this garbage is going to be. It's going to sound like I'm watching a
fucking. Here's the thing, though. Ryan and I usually generally agree with music.
What was it called? Island, right? Island?
Yeah, it's called Island by Whitest Boy Alive. It's a cool song, it's a very chill song.
All right. Apparently, it's also 7 minutes, but...
Oh, Jesus.
Just go right in like the...
No. Marie. I didn't say play Short Circuit 2. I said play the song that they asked.
Ryan, is this not the song?
Yeah, that's the song.
All right.
Break just... anymore.
I don't want to buy a Kia. What the hell's going on?
It does sound like...
Yeah, where's time-traveling Blake Griffin?
He's too busy promoting Gamefly.
And Ryan, how did you stumble across...
Oh my God, Dutch, select a character already so this fucking music ends.
I just want to fight.
How did you stumble across The Whitest Boy Alive?
Oh my God, just pick Scissor Man so we can get out of this scene.
I'll tell you what.
Is Mega Man 3?
And Dutch probably knows this. Dutch, you know the band Kings of Convenience?
No, but I know Kings of Leon.
Okay, Kings of Convenience, their lead singer is this dude.
Okay.
It's a cool song. Okay, come on, really? Everybody hates the song? I know it's probably not catchy.
No, I don't hate it. I want to hear it.
Ryan, I know. I know what it sounds like in a Hollister, but why do you like the song?
That's not Hollister music.
I want to hear it kick in. You guys got turned on to Caravan Palace, but just kind of similar to this so far. So let's just hear this real quick.
Nobody called for many days.
I already hate it.
I was left in my little world.
Does it ever kick in?
No, this is as much as it kicks in.
Oh, come on, right? Like, Caravan Palace, I turn them on, dude. They always have a nice kick in.
Okay, like, fine. I'll tell you.
Excuse me, ma'am. Where are these? Do you have anything bigger than size 36 waist?
Okay.
I'll
tell you another song that's awesome.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, no, I am going to buy clothes here. No, it's not for my daughter. Ma'am.
Okay, pull up this one, Marie. The guy's called Robert DeLong.
And like Robert the Short.
I nailed him.
Good one, Robert the Short. And the song's called Global Concepts. Pull that up. You guys
will
like that
song. I actually am familiar with that name.
That's a really good song. Robert DeLong, Global Concepts.
That's like a RoboCop bad guy.
Seriously. I think
it burns my sense of truth. It's like 30 seconds. Let it kick in. Let it play.
All right, well, there's a lot more lights in this one than in the first one, so that's good.
That's good. It's a good sign.
Listen to the words, guys.
Hey, listen to the lyrics, guys. The words. Listen.
And while you're at it, crack open a PBR.
Listen, guys. Hey, quiet, quiet. It's coming. It's coming. Did I make money? Was I proud? Did I play my songs too loud? Did I leave my life to chance? Or did I make you fucking dance?
Oh, I've heard this. I've definitely heard this.
Come on, this song's cool.
Do I sound like Dutch and Royce? Or, oh, I pulled out my pants and danced.
All right, for people that don't pull up this on YouTube, this guy is singing with... This, I'll turn it down. This guy is singing with one...
Music video?
Can somebody tell that robot to blow his nose?
I posted it in the... Okay, it's in the chat room. This guy is drumming on one snare drum, and then he walks somewhere else, and he's drumming on one other instrument. And there's a lot of fluorescent light bulbs.
Hold on. The fluorescent light bulbs is kind of cool. I want to see the video for a second, because Royce will point something out immediately that he will hate about him.
Well, his face...
I don't hate the song. I think it's okay.
Look at his shirt. Actually, look at the logo of his song. Look at everything. I'll give you a hint. CM Punk.
Oh, he's straight edge?
Total straight edge, dude. That is like the cover of his album. He has it tattooed. Like he's wearing a big straight edge shirt.
Straight edge guys are the worst.
They really are. No one likes talking to straight edge guys, man. Nobody does.
Because it's those people who... Catholics are cool because even they don't really believe it, but it's those diehard Southern Christians that try to make you believe it. Straight edge guys are like Southern Christians. They not only do they tell you that they are straight edge, but they're like, oh, you should be too. Like they're so precious.
Weren't you the one that said that the straight edge guys were the ones who go looking for fights and shit too?
Oh, they're going to bars to smack drinks out of people's hands.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like I remember I've seen it firsthand. Years ago. You were telling the story, Dutch. Yeah, they would just go in there because they get bored. Because if you're not drinking, I guess you get bored. Right. So you just fucking go punch somebody.
That's why you got kids, you know, taking shits in your door handles and you know.
Here's what I don't get.
In the front part of your lawn. Like, that's what happens when you get bored.
But here's what I don't get. But the straight edge people, the people that are really straight edge, also go to, like, to these concerts and stuff where they know there's going to be drugs just to look down and judge people.
I remember seeing there was a band that was predominantly pretty straight edge. It was a hardcore band. I think it was like one of the members from Minor Threat, the guys who basically started the whole hardcore or straight edge hardcore movement. He had a different band. It wasn't Fugazi. It was one of his other like offshoots. Either way, I remember sitting there at the bar at the Black Sheep, which is the concert venue we have here in town, and seeing a group of these straight edge idiots, and you see the tattoos and you know exactly who these guys are, and they would like. They would do the whole like bump thing against someone with a drink and make sure that the drink spilled just so they could start a fight.
Right, and
so they're like Scientologists.
But it's a matter of
Royce.
Yes,
Royce. How are they like Scientologists, John?
Don't they like to start shit?
I don't remember hearing any stories of people bumping into people at bars and trying to start shit with Scientologists.
No, but they'll do it on the street, like in Clearwater.
They start shit. They fight.
You didn't see like all those documentary videos. Remember when we were trying to go up there and like spout about Lord Xenu?
No,
you don't remember that, do you?
No, have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
Thank you, Royce.
No problem. I just wanted to get everybody back into... Anyway, straight edge guys. Yeah, actually, I have a song here by one of my favorites. There is one straight edge band, since we're talking about music, that I do like, and...
Sunset.
Yeah. Wow, what a callback.
Straight edge, man. No, look at that. That no drugs, man. No
Jesus
drugs.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend.
Sorry. Oh, come on. Okay. Come. Relax. Relax, Sean.
My head the rest of the day. Right.
You guys are lucky that I don't know how to work this goddamn thing.
I can find my Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
So, I don't Marie. Find my Jesus. Marie.
What?
Oreos?
Oh, well, yeah.
I thought we finished that. Oh, it was stupid because they said
we haven't started anything
addicting.
Else. That's the only story we started with.
No, we started about Hall & Oates, and I got an iMom story pulled up, and no one wants to pay attention
to
me.
I don't count your story.
Yeah. iMom.
We pretty much surmised that Oreos are addictive right. because of sugar. So,
hey,
iMom story.
Hit the iMom story. Go.
Okay, iMom. All right. It seems like children
like
can play
iPhone.
It seems like children can play 24/7. Not so for most moms. We hit a wall and we're done.
Well, what does 24/7 mean? Is that code for something?
It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No, it's a government thing. It's unhackable.
Ah, okay. Makes sense. Go ahead.
Oh, by the way, when I'm done, please remind me because I want to shoot everybody who falls into this category called space hackers.
Okay. Fine, okay? Yes,
so please remind me for space hackers.
Right. Space hackers after the break. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
But try to keep a playful attitude. I'm done reading this. It's called Six Characteristics of a Playful Mom.
Okay, I'm excited. Can I guess one?
Guess one of the characteristics of a playful mom.
Okay.
She's a MILF.
No. She enjoys butt play.
Sean stole mine, so I can't pick one now.
Okay. Damn it.
She still goes out dancing at night.
Okay.
She only does a reasonable amount of cocaine.
Okay, since none of you are going to take this seriously, and how about two?
Oh, yeah, Ryan thought we were going to take it seriously. Hold on. Ryan thought that this one story.
She has a teenage daughter.
Our audience is overwhelmingly
women.
Dominated by moms.
You're right.
We are speaking to the...
no, Ryan, I'm sorry. People that live with their moms.
Okay. So number six, since you guys are going to be Weisenheimers about this.
Whoa, hey. Whoa, does that go blue? Does that go blue?
Number six is silly. A playful mom can forget her age and join her child in fun.
Oh, my God. I'm 39 going on 18.
No one should ever define themselves as being silly.
Ew. That's my plan.
Silly.
You know how I know she's a playful mom? Because she has a grenade on her desk where it says complete department. Like, and on the pin it has like take a number and has like only one on it. And it's like
I've never seen that, really.
Swear to God. I've seen people that have those. I swear to God.
Oh God.
Yeah, there's actually a woman because I just moved desk and offices and everything right now. There's a woman who has that. And I'm like, I make fun of her to her face, but I'm being serious so she doesn't know. You know, she showed me the other day. She goes, really? She goes, anytime someone gets me mad, I just do this. And she gives me a face and she points to the grenade, take a number thing. And I swear what I told her was, I go, you know, that's just that type of over-the-line sense of humor you got that makes the guys respect you.
You said that to her?
Just like that, but she thought I meant it at face value. So of course,
that's you're the most sarcastic funny, prick.
That is, you were such an asshole,
dude.
She, you know what, right? She probably went home and she's to her teenage daughter, like, I'm pretty cool. This young guy at work today complimented me.
Well,
there it is. Thank you, Marie, for posting it. Yes, I've seen a few people with these.
All you need to do is start typing complaint department. Google auto corrects it to grenade, and there are just thousands of pictures of it in different variations and forms.
Let's see. Let's see. Bruno Mars catch that. Get it? Because he had a hit song.
Yeah, we got it.
I found another one that's similar in concept, but really adorable. It's actually a mouse trap with a button. It says complaint department, push button for service.
I would like this if it was an actual live grenade.
I have one. I actually do have
one. Here's another one, yeah.
Mine is a bag, and this is for real, of used heroin needles, and it says complaint. It says treat in bag, and then I just leave it on my desk, and then people get AIDS.
Whoa. You know what would make that funnier if you didn't laugh your way through it?
Hey, you know what would make you funnier if you were a real friend?
Because, you know, usually when you see comedians, they don't laugh their way through their punchline.
Apparently, someone's never seen a Jeff Dunham show.
Apparently not.
Well, so
Well, I'll tell you what separates me from the other comedians, that my jokes are so funny, I can't even get through them without laughing.
Whoa!
I'm like, those hacks. I'm making other people laugh. I'm making myself laugh.
Hey, you know what they call Ryan? The comics comic.
Yep, I'm a comics. Comics love me. Everyone else doesn't. But comics also don't like me.
Sully says, I have a sign on my DJ booth that says, not a complaint department.
Really?
Wait, what is this when you posted Marie with penguins?
I don't know. I just was scrolling through.
Why are there penguins?
Okay. It's just there's a desk that says complaint department. Please take a number. And there's just two penguins. There's no joke anywhere.
I don't get it.
It doesn't make sense.
Hold on.
Maybe it's a video cap and it's supposed to lead to something
else.
Hold on,
though. Just so that people are clear, it's not in an office environment. They're still in Antarctica.
That is so ridiculous. Yeah, it's someone just literally photoshopped in a desk in like a shop between two penguins.
Hold on. Wait a second. What would that penguin be complaining
quack!
About? Okay.
Quack! Okay. Quack, quack.
But fine.
Quack!
God, excuse me.
It's too cold in here.
I was going to say penguin ducks.
Let me tell
That's
you.
That's what they were complaining about.
You guys are getting off topic. We only know one of the six reasons why moms are playful.
Oh, sorry. Right. Next.
I'm so sorry. Forth. Six characteristics of a playful mom.
Okay, but
five is focused. A playful mom is able to put aside her mental to-do list and focus on playing with her child.
You know what I call it? I call it a to-don't list.
Yeah. Number four is flexible.
A playful She's mom really limber. Can do a lot of splits.
Most splits.
A playful mom lets her child take the lead in choosing and directing activities. She allows room for creativity and imagination and doesn't insist that everything is done by the book.
I'm sick and tired of my kid taking lead on the things that we do because she just ends up wanting to beat me with a stick and it's getting really old.
Okay, a playful mom lets her child take the lead by choosing and directing activities. In my opinion, a playful mom lets her child direct traffic.
No, that's not. I don't think that's
Wait,
good.
So they want the playful mom to let their kids pick the games and do that kind of stuff?
Right, like let the kids pick the activities.
But kids are always playing, they always want to play like Calvin Ball.
They play dumb things. They have terrible ideas, children.
What if they want to play like Battlefront?
Yeah, or
GTA.
All they want to do is watch My Little Pony.
All they want to do is dance and sometimes make romance.
All I want to do is I'm a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your rump.
You know, if you, Ryan, if you don't move on, I'm going to complain to this penguin here, and we're never going to move
what?
On. Stop.
Okay, three is enthusiastic.
Sorry.
A playful mom injects energy and the joy into playing with
and
her child.
And also heroin.
Even when she's not in that activity.
Wait, what?
Good job, Connor. Good job.
I hate that name more than
Connor.
Anything.
Connor.
And
here,
I'm including...
Nephew.
My and favorite I'm including domestic Connor. Terrorism in that.
Hey, Connor!
Dude, my little... Connor's my buddy. Royce, he's my little nephew.
Royce doesn't even know. If we have kids, it's going to be Connor, Skylar, and Chance.
That's always
no, that's the first name, hyphenated. Connor, or, Skylar, Chance.
Or Hunter.
And then Harrison.
Oh,
and Madison. And Virginia.
Clayton.
Maven.
Do you like people named after states?
Because I do.
Connecticut, where are you going?
West Virginia. Get over here.
Hey, little North Dakota, where'd you go?
Hey, this is my new adopted child named Ohio.
Idaho, would you finish your potatoes, please?
Oh, my God. If West Virginia doesn't come home, I'll be real sore.
You guys are just naming states.
Yes.
Macon, get over here right now and finish your studies.
He said he hated kids named for states like Virginia or Montana.
Ryan, okay, silly look. Mom.
Okay,
yeah,
real
silly
quick,
mom.
This is, you know, I'm 27, and this is how I know how immature I still am. Anytime you drive like about an hour out of Atlanta, you enter a county called Butts County, and I laugh so hard every time. Like even if it was something vulgar, it wouldn't make me laugh as hard as Butts.
there's a road around here called Butts.
Slam!
Butt. But.
Okay, Ryan, silly mom.
So does anybody want to guess what number one is on the six characteristics of a playful mom?
She gives hand jobs to hobos.
I'll give you a hint, a small one. It's the
Yeast
opposite.
Infection.
It's the opposite of unavailable.
Oh, okay. She's runavailable.
But.
Chimichangas.
a playful mom is not over hyphen scheduled to the point where there is no time for play. And there you have it.
All right. Well, that article sucked.
The hyphen.
All right. Moving on.
I like
that was a good article.
The only thing good that came out of that article was that Penguin complaint department.
You're right.
Yes.
You're
agreed.
Yeah. So for that, actually, we should thank Ryan because.
No, hey, Ryan, thank me. I found it.
Let's not let Ryan drive any more articles because hey. It was end up in this weird area hey. That we're in right now.
What's
this,
wrong with
this
with the
awkward
I-mom
area
blog?
That we can't relate to?
I hate it more than anything in the world.
Hey.
Hey.
Tittles!
Oh! Scalp!
Oh,
what
Jesus.
What are beards good for? Maybe keeping your face warm, saving a
Ooh,
few
I have a beard.
Yeah, I've met Kelly.
Leftovers from dinner.
That was good, man. That was quick. That was very quick. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Leftovers from
one.
Dinner. Ew. Or even attracting Kesha.
I like your beard.
But one thing.
That actually is kind of funny.
We know for sure that beards are not good for hiding your weed.
What about the smoke marijuana?
Okay, the thing I like about
I'm
that
sorry,
is
sir.
That it's audible.
Sir, you definitely do smoke marijuana because look at Yo. You.
Look at your beard.
Jesus. Nah, man, on. I just got my Obama phone.
Keep playing it. It says it.
Okay.
Marijuana in your beard.
Yep, that happened. The bearded suspect, 35-year-old Johnny Lee Fisher from Orange County, Florida. It happened last week, but local media just recently got a hold of the surveillance footage. So how did Fisher find himself in this predicament? Well, it started with the highway patrol responding to 911 calls from drivers who believed Fisher might have been drunk.
When troopers first spotted the car,
they received new orders.
You get
Wait, so help me understand. This guy was hiding weed in his beard, yes. right?
Yes. Hiding it, or he just had leftovers stuck in it?
Let me back
okay. leftovers. Listen,
see, the reason why it's newsworthy is because his beard was only a soul patch.
Okay, let me play.
Get it? Because it's really small.
I got
and
it.
You can't hide weed
it.
In that.
You got it.
Little.
Who believed Fisher might have been drunk.
When troopers first spotted the car,
he stopped.
They knew he was drunk because he purchased a Suzuki.
In the travel lane of the turnpike.
In the middle of the road.
In the middle of the turnpike, which obviously would not be wise.
The driver refused to stop when troopers blasted sirens and flashed their lights.
When they couldn't get him to stop, troopers decided to make a move, clipping the
Whoa, it flipped. Look at that. Upside
yeah,
down.
Did. Yeah.
Jesus.
Causing it to flip and hit the median. After flipping the car, troopers approached it with guns blazing. Officers say he reeked of alcohol and marijuana. Fisher was arrested and now faces charges of fleeing, possession of marijuana, DUI, resisting an officer, and driving on a suspended license. For news,
is that bad? Like, I don't know.
Like, but real quick, yeah. You know, you guys said he drove a Suzuki, and I just want to say for the record, Suzuki would be a great name for a Komodo dragon as a pet.
Why would Suzuki be a great name for a Komodo
dragon? Well,
because
it's Japanese.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing that again, huh?
It doesn't sound good? What would you name your Komodo dragon?
I mean,
I want to know how your brain works, where that's where you go with
it
that.
It doesn't.
See, the problem is it doesn't.
I've never thought of it, but Trigor. I mean, definitely Trigor.
Okay.
Because
I've never really thought of it, but Trigor spelled with a Y.
Can I explain why? Because Trigor, what I would do with Trigor, my Komodo dragon, is I would get some like really good looking wings for him that I could like put on him, so he would look like a dragon. You know?
Oh no! See, my Komodo dragon would be named Broomhilda.
Why?
So I could put the little Viking helmet on its head with
like
the
it.
Little. You know, fake yarn yellow braids going down
right.
the side.
Okay.
It'd be hilarious.
John, what would be your Komodo dragon name?
I'd have two. I'd have a male and a female. One would be Xanatos, and the other one would be Gandalf.
Both great.
Oh, Gandalf. That's just amazing,
yeah,
John.
Great.
I still like Trigor and Suzuki. It could be a, you know, think about it, like a giant Trigor versus Mecha Suzuki.
Be good.
And it could be a Japanese monster fight. It's great.
It writes itself, really.
Really, I mean, the story's done. We'll have a love interest, and
yeah. Well, is this a sitcom?
I think Lou Diamond Phillips is available,
and then Sharknado's come in.
Hey, Ryan, Lou Diamond Phillips might be available, but not emotionally. Trust me, he does not return any of my emails, and I'm fucking sick of it.
Ryan,
I'm fucking sick of it.
This is why I love Ryan, is because he hears the name Suzuki, so his brain synapse goes to Komodo Dragon pet names. Like, I love it. It's
okay, and I'm not saying this to be funny because I'm not funny. But like, you guys don't ever hear something and say, wow, that would be a great name for an insert object here?
Oh, I always band name. What? My brain always goes to band name.
Okay, put it to you this way. Like, the other day I was thirsty and I got a bottle of water and I'm like, Dasani would be a great name for a dolphin.
Or a stripper.
Or a stripper. Or a stripper dolphin.
Black stripper.
A stripper dolphin. Dasani the stripper dolphin. Sounds like a Showtime show.
How do every animal in the ocean not have diabetes with all the sodium that's constantly going through them?
I don't think you understand.
It's just salt and salt and salt. And
fish don't work the same way as...
They don't work at all.
That is actually a good point. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, like fish blood pressure. If they had some sort of blood pressure cuff to put in a flipper.
Are you feeding the fish blood pressure medicine? Is that why there's so many dead fish around your apartment, Ryan? Ryan keeps dropping Lipitor in there. And I'm like, why? What are you doing?
And do saltwater fish look at like freshwater fish like they're like the rich fish because they don't have to breathe in salt anymore?
You're a rich fish and you swam too far because you don't
Yeah, seriously, because like, the ocean's all big. It's like just big and super congested like the projects. And then you have, oh, well, if it isn't a fancy river fish, look at you, lake fish.
Yeah, hey, you're on the wrong side of the stream here, fella.
Of the water track.
Yeah, because there's all those crazy fish always going by. Like, what's that fish that has a light over his head?
Yeah,
it's just like a guy playing three-card Monty luring
and,
you
and,
in.
And our salmon, you're because
crazy
they can...
fish, but your gills are so full, I'm on top of it. Crazy
salmon
fish.
can do saltwater and freshwater. So do you think that they're like the, you know, like you have the drug dealers who go to the rich people and the poor people
exactly
at the same time? Like, you think it's like the in-between guys?
But you know what? It's just not even... What, Royce?
Who's the greatest mud skipper of them all? Who can skip through the mud with the greatest of ease? What kind of wonderful guy? Who can crawl like a dog without scraping his knees? Who's got segmented eyes? It's Muddy. Mud skipper, it's Muddy. Mud skipper, it's the Muddy. Mud skipper show.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
I hate
those.
I hate man cave bromance. Oh, I just hate them because they're just bad made up shit. I think it's in like the Urban Dictionary. You know, like, I think that's where they get that. It becomes part of Americana. I got my man cave. You know what it is? Guys who fucking talk about man caves like Coors Light commercials during football games, who think it's funny to watch a fucking beer commercial.
A post-op tranny has a man cave. Let's get this straight.
Very, very good.
Chaz Bono has a man cave.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey guys, when you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More Like Radio. Boom.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM, only on Brain Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune in to More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes!
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne to do the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. God, what are you
I meant
doing?
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the mic. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice. They're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
see, do you think you could see this line here? This line here.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap you and kill you.
Just emphasize won't, so it makes it sound like our competition will kill you.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap and kill you.
And you're listening to More Like Radio.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, this is Marianne from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but is this a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe because he met another guy. I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio.
Dear Archer, you are a stud. Who would play you in a live-action movie? Denise.
Well, obviously it could only be Burt Reynolds. Duh. Although we need to get an eye surgeon to replace Burt's eyeballs with the steely blue eyes of Mr. Ed Harris. Which, though, would leave Ed Harris blind. But that's fine. Who cares about Ed Harris anymore?
Dear Archer, I own a sandwich cart in Portland and would like to add a sandwich named after you to my menu. What's your favorite sandwich? Schadenfreudian.
My favorite sandwich, I guess the filling would be money, and the bread would be two lawyers vigorously prosecuting any unauthorized use of my name and or likeness. I'm kidding. Go nuts. You know, just make sure there's ham on it. Oh shit, you could call it the ham page, huh? You know, once we agree on the licensing fee.
Hey, this is John Benjamin, and you're listening to It's More Like Radio.
Back live on the Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in, 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice if you want to get in contact that way via Vila were Twitter.
Bob Vila.
What's he doing?
We're on Bob Vila. It's like More Like Radio.
Right. Shut up. It's something.
also, make sure that you tweet us your Komodo Dragon's name.
And photo.
Hashtag Komodo Dragon.
Uh-huh. Hashtag Komodo Tiburary. Komodo Tiburary.
You know, I'm in the chat room, and I'm seeing those pictures of the Komodo dragons.
Yes.
And the one like he's slithering his tongue out. I keep checking my feet under my desk. I'm scared there's one there. And I'm not even kidding. It's so creepy. Like, what is one there right now?
Ryan, did you say you wanted to vent something before the break?
Oh, yes. Mm. Space hackers.
Oh, yes. Space hackers.
Let me this?
Pull it up. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm eating raisins.
Is it like life hacking? Because I've heard that too.
Who eats raisins?
Old ladies and me and old ladies.
And the people that listen to whitest white guy.
I like yogurt-covered raisins.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh, really? You do?
I'm sorry. Yogurt. It's not space hackers. It's place hackers.
Okay.
You know how a hacker would...
Great, now I got to change my tattoo design.
You know how a hacker would conventionally would actually...
Hack a Gibson.
They would hack a Gibson, let's say. Or they would enter an unauthorized place in the computing world.
I don't get it.
Place are not allowed. A place hacker is for the guy who still likes to wear soap shoes, listens to Rage Against the Machine, and doesn't know about computers... So place hacking is when you enter places that are unrestricted, like, I don't know, a government building. Okay. Isn't that called trespassing?
Yeah, or yeah. breaking and entering.
It's called trespassing. Thank you, Sean.
No, it's called trespass hacking.
Ah, okay.
It is. It's place hacking.
No, it's called Mark Trestman, the coach.
So okay. I'm pretty sure it's trespassing. I got arrested for that, and yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, because it was inside of a four-year-old.
Sorry, I posted ahead. The link, Marie, in Skype because I didn't want to post it yet. But you could see place hacking if you'd like and send it to Royce. It's so here's a picture of a guy who looks like modern-day Assassin's Creed standing on top of a bridge, maybe. So he's not allowed there. And by him standing there, he has now hacked the space.
Is he living on the edge?
He's living on the edge, and that girl is on fire.
So this is akin to like what we've talked about before, professional hide-and-seek and that kind
of
shit.
This reminds me of planking.
Right.
Sort of.
It's this photo opportunity type of...
Bro, I do that shit on GTA all the time. That's easy.
Reminds me of T-Bowing.
So if you go
down...
Who took
the picture?
What's that, playing in the CFL? As a tight end, maybe?
Maybe.
Possibly.
It's lucky if he gets into that.
all he has to do is go to UF and open, like, Tebow's touchdown subs and like getting rich.
Stinks. He's the worst. That is actually a pretty sweet picture, by the way.
And remember,
a sweet business proposition.
Remember, at Tebow touchdown subs, Wednesday is we always go for two. That's right, two toppings for the price of one.
Okay, the third picture I have a problem with. He's on an open highway. Why is that place hacking?
Because he's taking it to the limit, bro.
Take it to the limit.
You know where you are?
You ever see those signs that say no pedestrians allowed on the highway? Have you ever been homeless?
Yeah, here's the problem, Dutch.
No. Actually, we haven't.
No, yeah, I know. I've always had a home.
But yeah, I don't get image number three. Joel's right. I'm posting it now. What the hell did he place hack? It's an open road. Unless it's like to Area 51.
Aside from the first two, all these pictures stink.
No, it looks like a Bon Jovi CD cover. What is he doing in that one? He's looking at a highway? What is that? Fucking terrible. That's not place hacking. That's called, in my world, that's called standing.
The first two, it's like, okay, you know, like he's obviously in restricted areas and he's got a great shot. Like the one on the bridge and the one where the fireworks are going off. Right. But the other, he's not even in the fourth picture.
All right, do this. If you scroll all the way to the bottom.
Post this in the chat room. Please.
Go all the way to the bottom. Look at the very last picture with the guy who kind of looks like Owen Wilson and the guy who kind of looks like John Legault wearing like chaps. I don't know what they've hacked exactly.
It looks like they're underground somewhere.
Yeah, but why is he wearing chaps and a suit?
Why not?
Yeah, Ryan, as we learned when we were in Cantnecticut, as Chun called it, that's just the style.
All I know is that Oreos are way better than raisins. Ugh. Rats aren't addicted to that.
Right. Yeah, we were telling you how terrible raisins were earlier.
What is I want to get back to the point. I'm scrolling down all these pictures. Why did you bring this to the show again?
Because it bothered me so much that these people think that they're hackers. They think that they're doing something cool. No, they're entering spaces by moving the sign. I hack things all the time, like when I drive in a one-way street or when I drive over a cone to park.
Okay,
that's hacking.
Yeah, but notice something. All these people are white. When you're black and you place hack, it's a B&E and you go to jail. It's very simple. So that's a white people place hacking. Black people arrested. We got it. No problem.
This seems like such the stupidest, like trying to rebel or do something. It's the dumbest thing. This is like, this is okay. It is like you take the guy like, I would love to be a hacker, but I don't know how to use a computer. And also, I can't graffiti, so let's just go places. We're not allowed.
How did you find this?
It was on Yahoo earlier today, and the actual title was, check out these daredevils place hacking. I don't know what makes them daredevils.
The Lopez brothers and Maria, the only three people that I know that actually use Yahoo still.
Of course I use Yahoo.
Yahoo?
The government can't track it.
Why?
Have you seen it? There's no way the government can track that. It has to be based in Singapore.
It bothers me. I don't know why. It really bothers me.
What do you use?
Excite.
Google.
I use Yahoo anymore.
Me too. It's great.
Netscape Navigator.
Best one. Netscape Navigator.
It's seriously, you guys are using Yahoo as like a search thing is like using AOL. Like, why would you? Why?
I don't use it as a search thing. I look at the stories and I see what's trending.
I don't use Yahoo anymore. CNN.
I don't use anything but that.
Joel, I don't use Yahoo anymore. I use Bing.
Yeah, Marie, can you dogpile search that for me? Because I just want to see
dogpile
if I could pull that up.
Hold on, let me explain my joke because Bing bought the Yahoo search engine.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Why do you hate on Yahoo? Maybe I'm a big fan of Yahoo Sirius' website. Did you think of that?
Well, that's fine. I'm a huge fan of Ask Jeeves as well. Like, what the fuck are you people doing?
He's very polite when he answers.
He's a little butler. Have you seen him?
It's adorable.
Is he still updated?
So silly.
A little butler.
But is Ask still a website?
Ask.com.
Yeah.
Ask.com, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's stop the Jeeves nonsense because nobody knew how to spell Jeeves.
Yeah, I know.
I like how Dutch is upset at Ryan's brain process when earlier in the show he said, we're not going to let Ryan direct the show anymore, and then Dutch continues to allow Ryan to do so.
No, I wasn't.
This is why I hate you, Dutch, because you're a worthless piece of shit producer. That's what your problem is.
I'm the best producer in the world. You're the worst. You contribute nothing but pedophile jokes. So let's talk about content.
Whoa, they're not jokes.
Sick jokes today.
They're not jokes.
First of all, yeah, jokes imply that they don't happen.
And Sean is very versatile.
I put, John, to address your point, I put my foot down on cheese.
Ew, you stepped in cheese? Org.
Ew.
Dutch stepped in cheese.
What are some other kind of cheeses you could step in?
Hey, go to see if there's a cheese stepping forum.
Let's do a half hour break on that. Go for it.
A cheese stepping forum.
Quality control. That's all I'm trying to do. We're a lot funnier than that. That's all I'm trying to say.
I agree.
You know what? Us to be funnier than cheese.
You want to know what made me angry right before the show? I think a friend of mine posted it on Facebook, and I immediately got captured by the picture that I'm posting in the chat room right now.
Oh yes. I remember. Okay. Yes.
It is a picture of a very in shape woman wearing a sports bra and, you know, really tight shorts. Abs McGee.
Yeah. There's a picture, and she's in the poster.
She's gonna butt rape the 8 month old.
In the poster, there's three kids, and those are her kids: a 2 year old.
Oh yeah, 3 years, 2 years, and 8 months. And the title of the picture is called "What's Your Excuse?"
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I like that. Right. So now explain what this hat. What
okay,
happened?
Okay. So you know why I lost my mind? The title of the article that this thing was posted in is "Mom of Three Called a Bully for Posting What's Your Excuse Fitness Photo."
They called her a bully for this post.
Oh my God!
Really? Yep, swear to God.
She looks amazing!
She really does.
And she's just saying, look, it's possible, you fat slobs out there, to push out three kids and not have your body be a disaster.
No, because Oreos are addicting.
Yes.
All the rats say so.
Yeah.
So
Jesus Christ, glorious. A bully? Hold
so on. Let
read
me.
The story. Read
I'll
the
read
story.
The article. It's on the New York Daily News. A 32-year-old mom has drawn a firestorm of online criticism over a photo she posted on Facebook to promote her fitness expertise that some say amounts to bullying. So she's a fitness expert on top of everything. So it's self-promotion. Okay.
That's her job.
Good.
Why wouldn't you have this as a picture?
Her name is Maria Kang of Sacramento, California.
I'm canging it to her right now.
More like Maria Cans.
Boobs.
Because of her boobs.
Yeah.
She shared a glossy shot of herself in ab-revealing workout gear along with her brood of three boys, ages 3 years and under, below the caption, "What's your excuse?" I felt that if others can overcome incredible challenges to be in shape, why would my story be any different? Kang said, a sometime model and TV fitness expert who also owns a residential care home for the elderly.
Oh, yes. She sounds like a terrible person.
Okay. Terrible, horrible. What a bitch.
What a bully.
What a horrible. What
seriously.
A
bully.
She probably also bullies those
fuck
elderly people to get in shape, too.
Yeah.
Do more sit-ups,
Grandma. I wear yoga pants, and I go to hot yoga, and I drink my latte after every. She's just a bully. God, it's because she's Asian.
Cyber bully is so dumb.
Okay,
you put cyber. Cyber in front of any word, I automatically don't respect
here's
it.
Seriously, no. I want to
cyber cat.
I want to take a poll of everybody sex. Right now. What's your anger level, 1 to 10?
10.
I'm at a 10.
I'm a 10. I'm really. I'm
no, right. No,
I'm
right now.
I'm at a cyber 10.
Right now, because it's about to go higher.
I guess on a cheese scale, I'd be at a cheddar.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm
at a Gruyere.
Right,
I'm not doing it.
All right, next sentence. While Sharp the photo cheddar? While the photo drew its share of compliments, the implication that other busy mothers have no excuse
they
for
don't.
Not being as taut and toned as King was too much for some.
No, oh, so she's not busy? she runs a nursery home. Wait, a nursing home, right?
Yes, a nursing home.
She has a business. She's not busy
no.
dealing with old people who are like, I don't know who you are. I'm your daughter, Mom. Oh, you. Really? That's not busy for her? These fucking fat moms and their excuse to be fat all the time. This is the reason I'm never having kids. Not because I hate kids or anything like that, and I do, but I don't want to deal with my fat wife making excuses to be fat anymore. I will kill her. I will kill somebody.
See, I love the excuse of moms and whenever they say that they're fat. Like, oh, you try having a kid and stay skinny. I'm like, your kid's 26. What's going on?
Come on. Yeah, seriously.
I have to leave to do a conference call in a all second, right. But I just sent Marie a link on Skype, and you'll like it. It's the 13 funniest bumper stickers of all time.
Oh, no.
And it's fit.
No, hold on. 12 of them. 12 of them are so bad, but one of them really made me laugh hard. Right. All it says is fat people are hard to kidnap.
Here's the thing, though. Ryan, you're dating a mom, right?
Yes, yes, I am.
She looks great, right?
Yeah, she does.
I dated a mom for like
she,
a year
she,
and a
by
half.
The way, she is a hottie boomalotti, okay? Sorry, pardon the French.
Dude, Ryan
pardon the French.
Hot, by the way.
Pardon the
They're
French.
Describing you as a hottie boomalotti, Leah.
Yeah, I got some hot pussy, too.
Yeah, she's right. Actually, I wish I could take the picture because she literally has the baby strapped to her like the Zach Galifianakis hangover thing.
Dude, take a picture. No, get your phone. Take a picture. Text it to me, and then I'll put it up on the other thing. But here's my point. Here's my point. I dated a mom. She was like, when I started dating her, her kid was only like, I don't know, like 12 months old. 10 months old. So barely a year old. And she looked great. So there are a lot of moms out there that like can get into shape and not have the excuse. But you will see a lot of these fat pigs who use being pregnant as an excuse to be a fat pig. I mean, Grant, a lot of guys will be fat pigs, but they look at that picture and go, what's your excuse? And they think that's bullying. I am mad. I'm angry.
Yeah, right it's not a matter of
it should be motivating you to not be fat.
Right, yeah, exactly. As a fat guy, I will say it motivates you. You're like, Jesus Christ, this bitch has three kids. I really shouldn't be fat. That's what it should make you think.
Yeah, Royce will call me every day and be like, dude, you are such an inspiration
I've
to me.
Never,
to lose 75 pounds.
I've never said that.
And he'll just look at me and be like, dude, you are so skinny and in shape.
I've never said that. Duchess tattoos
are the reason why I am the way I am.
Duchess tattoos on his body look like he got them in a Grand Theft Auto. They're that terrible.
Exactly. And they haven't stretched at all. Want to know why? Because I haven't gained any weight. And you even told me that. You said, you know what, Dutch? I want to get a tattoo that is never going to stretch.
I said that. I did say that.
Yes.
I did say that. You're right.
I believe Dutch. Dutch, too. While I'm sending you pictures, do you want a picture of me with a beard?
You and a beard?
Yes.
Mega Rutzlaff.
Ryan, you're already sending us a picture of your girlfriend.
Do you do that joke twice? Yeah,
two beard jokes in one night.
You can't do that because, no, it was so cutting and funny that when he did it to
double,
me. But now it's
double.
Like a hack joke.
Double. Oh, Jim is posting your girlfriend.
Megan Rutzlaff.
Megan Rutzlaff.
That's my fucking girl, man. I love her.
And she has a kid, too.
She has a kid?
Yep. She has a kid.
Really?
Toddler. Yeah, she does.
Wow.
So the point
look
is
at that, as you would say, a hottie boomalotti.
Yep. Look at the yeah. Now go ahead, do your tits thing, Dutch. I know you want to do it.
Look at those tits.
I just didn't want to be interrupted when it happened, so I just wanted to get it out of the way at the beginning.
I do that.
I just knew it. I get to the point now. We do radio so long with Dutch, and I can look at a girl's tits and go, Dutch would do this.
He's gonna scream something in a second.
I have to always pause after a newsy clip, for example, because I know what's happening.
If you guys would like, I can actually do my conference call while still on mic, so you could hear business, Ryan.
Yes. Oh yes. Please.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody,
please,
shut up.
Please.
Wait. It's an hour long. Actually, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna record it.
Okay.
And we could use it because you're gonna get a. Yeah, I have to call Germany and Singapore. It's 8:30 to 9:30.
Jesus Christ. What do you do for a living again?
Oh, my God. I do migrations, stupid migrations of wildebeest across planes. of documents from one system to another, but our company's global, so this is the only time. Like, it's 8:30 in the morning for Germany. It's like 6 in the morning for Singapore. It's the only time everybody can get together, and it's stupid.
It's a jump to conclusions, Matt.
It's a jump to conclusions, Matt.
That's a terrible idea. All right, Ryan.
New job, man. Because we lose you.
Go record it, stupid. Go record it, stupid.
Send me a picture of your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I did. I sent it to you via textual message.
Whoa. I don't think he has that yet. Do you have to upgrade to get that? Do you have to upgrade to get those?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah. Brian, send me pictures of your penis.
Where is it? I don't have it.
Why? It's already your wallpaper, Sean.
Your number is, yes, I still have it here. There's lots of sevens, lots of ones, and lots of nines in it.
Yes.
Oh, I'll I'll just read it. It's, hold on, is it this one?
I will kill you.
I know, no, I would not, sir.
I sent it to you. I don't know how long it takes for it to get through, but I sent
By the way, Kelly, in referring to me screaming, look at those tits, she says that he yells at every time he comes into a room.
It's awesome. I love it.
You yell at her tits every time she walks in?
I kind of do.
Good.
That's awesome.
All right, guys.
Look at those tits!
All right. New story.
It's Johnny Later, Rhymes, but don't worry, he isn't dead. That's actually the reaction that he wanted, was for all of you to go, what? I mean, none of you guys are reacting. Is it because you've already seen the picture?
Well, it's because we already saw it. That's why. But if I just saw it, what would you do?
Okay, thank you. Well, apparently a neighbor was pretty horrified and called 911. And so did our sick-minded, creepy decorator friend go too far? That's what everybody wants to know. Well, Johnny is on the phone.
What I want to know is how the hell you could smile when you look so dead inside, woman from CNN.
When they rolled up in your driveway.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't here at the time when the cops showed up. I was actually picking up my 5-year-old daughter from elementary school, but I was warned when I got home.
It's not funny.
Why are they laughing?
Why is that funny?
My daughter,
5-year-old daughter.
His daughter goes to school.
No, that's a great. That is a great Halloween thing.
It looks real. It really real, is. Okay, it really is. Right.
Well, hold on. Because he had the 2-for thing going on. Obviously, hold on. They were panning across the lawn. There's a lot of dead things going, like, you know, a burial, a zombie, you know, a vampire, and then underneath the car tire, it looked like he ran over like a body, and then underneath the garage door opener or garage door. Actually, what the guy's head, and there's blood splatter everywhere. Why would you not think that that was a Halloween thing with everything else that's going on?
Well, Dutch, the original thing was the body underneath the garage door. After the cop showed up and left and all that other stuff, he then put the body underneath the car tire, like, again, because they told him that because the cops, he didn't do nothing wrong. So
it's a brilliant Halloween thing. But what I want to know is why he wasn't smart enough to turn his phone sideways when he was filming it. Because I don't. It's simple, people.
Yeah. At by the way, that's a new trick that they do where they will have the it's like a zoomed in, blurred out type of thing where they have the full thing.
You know who does it all the time? ESPN.
When they show old clips, because back in the day everything was square shot rather than wide shot.
Your 5-year-old daughter. Because here's the deal, Johnny.
Oh, the 5-year-old daughter.
All right. So how did you think this wasn't going too far?
I didn't get to decorate last year due to a bad accident I had, and I was in a wheelchair last year, I didn't get to do a whole lot of anything with my family last year because of my
crippling alcoholism.
That is what you post.
It is good though. No, seriously, it is great. I give it to him. Really, really a good one. I mean, there's somebody actually in our neighborhood who has like half a zombie with the guts coming out of the ground.
It's pretty gross, actually.
Yeah.
It's
very funny. Yeah, which is funny because, like, you think we've been in an association, for example, we have the association Nazis here who, if
you have a flat tire in your car, they leave a note saying to fix it.
Yeah.
Even though it's on your driveway.
It doesn't matter. So.
Ew.
Didn't somebody, like, go and, like, trim your hedges when you guys were gone for a while?
Yeah. Good for them. Fuck them. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit what they do.
But yeah, like, they have a problem with a flat tire in your own driveway, but they don't have a problem with somebody recreating somebody's entrails spilling out all over
the yard.
That's
fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
Accident, so.
Accident.
So you're just making up for it? No. Just making up for it.
All right. Now, that you would think. Now, Marie, you have a story here that I sent to you of somebody who may have the best Halloween decoration of all time. You want to read the title?
Florida man sets himself on fire while setting up cross-burning Halloween decoration.
Now, read it again slowly. Read it again slowly because I think people did not
That's awesome.
Did not hear correctly.
Hope it was my dad.
Read it back.
Yeah. Florida man
mm-hmm.
set self on fire
mm-hmm.
while setting up
mm-hmm.
cross-burning Halloween decoration.
Okay.
This is about- my God! We're having a fire!
This message is brought to you by...
Oops. Florida.
Sorry, somebody automatically started
This
playing.
Message is brought to you by Florida. If you're retarded, come to Florida. Hey, our state's already a penis. It can't get any worse.
It went into automatic mode for some reason. Sorry. Yeah.
There's a video for this one. Ooh. Would you like me to play it?
Yay.
Play it.
Yes, go ahead.
Apparently, the video is not narrated. It's just a video of somebody going in
through a car wash.
Somebody going into a helicopter.
Okay, anyway, we have an A1 day.
It was literally the man that was on fire on a stretcher.
Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Going into the helicopter. Why would they do that? Narrate over it.
No, it's fine.
Why wouldn't they narrate over it?
You don't need to. Now you know what's happening.
Because there's a wind tunnel.
Yeah, oh. Go ahead.
Where they marinate
it.
Yep, good one, John.
Hold on.
Teriyaki.
Jesus.
What did you want to say about marinating, John?
Oof.
Narinating.
Hey, say hi. You know what, John? Go ahead and say hi, John, around Christmas time. Welcome to the botch list.
Hi, John, around Christmas time. Welcome to that botch list.
Hey, now, you guys want to hear it again?
From the dick.
Yes, I would love to hear it again.
Yeah, let me find it real quick.
Oh, no.
While you do that, I'll actually read the story since they didn't have a narration. A Florida man was hospitalized.
Oh, I thought the story was.
Yep, that's the story.
Okay.
Was hospitalized.
That doesn't sound like a good story.
With serious burns he suffered while decorating his home for Halloween Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
According to his wife and friends, the 50-year-old man was using gas to light a wooden cross as a joke when he set himself on fire at his Palm Bay home.
You don't light a wooden cross on fire as a joke.
JK, LOL.
That is not happenstance. You have to build a wooden cross, put it up.
Soak it.
Yeah, put it in like a stake.
Contact the NAACP.
Right.
Ooh, the man went to the Orlando Regional Medical Center with burns over 40% of his body and suffered second degree burns up to his upper torso.
And then somebody gave him his coin.
Hold on. I like, it was a very short article, but the last sentence just says, police said the man had been drinking.
Really? He had been drinking? No way.
I don't believe it.
What are the odds?
What? In Florida, probably 100%. Is there anything higher than 100%?
110%? What I give every day?
Yes, you're right.
104?
With Sean.
Any number higher than 100?
You're not even trying, Sean. You're even trying.
How about pi?
No, pi is not higher than 100%.
Trying? No, we are not. Everyone focus!
All right.
I'm confused.
I'm focused. Joel, did you get the playback yet?
Of course I did. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah,
were they marinated?
Yeah,
hold on. All right, there you go.
Well, John, welcome
all right.
to the botch list.
You want
to
hear scary future stuff?
I want to hear this again.
Oh.
Yeah, were they marinated?
Royce, you got annoyed at him.
He like tried to finish the hold on one more time.
I said marinated.
Were they marinated?
Yeah.
Hold on.
You're just trying to do it for him.
Okay.
It sounded so good in my head.
Oh, John, it's too important. I'll say it myself.
I got this. I got this. You sit down.
It's okay. It's okay.
I know it's a big word, John.
The narinated.
No, but I tried to like do like a play on words.
Have
and
you
I
ever
just
had a dream that?
There we go.
That you want him to do you so much you could do anything.
Prosthetic limbs have mastered most functions the human body requires, but
tickles.
Dickles.
When it's a guy from Newsy, it's Dickles? Okay, cool.
I go with that.
Yes, you are. You better scream Dickles or we're not moving on, Dutch.
I'm not screaming anything.
We're not moving on.
Not a monkey. You can't.
Everyone stay quiet.
You're not the
until Dutch does it, everyone stay quiet. You know why? Because I know Dutch hates dead air. Everyone be quiet.
pickles.
Marie gave in, you lose.
Prosthetic limbs have mastered most functions the human body requires, but one feature that has eluded scientists thus far is touch. Until now. Researchers from the University of Chicago published a paper Monday explaining how they replicated the feeling of touch for monkeys through a prosthetic hand.
You've got the touch!
Robotic touch! Okay, so now robot hands that can touch things, dude. It's happening.
Sorry. This is in from our old pal Niggity. He tweeted us. Because Ryan asked us to, you know, send out to Twitter what we would name our Komodo dragons. Niggity would name his Komodo Dragon Perry.
Why? So the Komodo dragon's name, his name is Komodo Dragon Perry. That's like naming a dog Spot.
Yes.
Why Perry?
He actually
tweeted me the other day because I found out that, did you guys know that Frank Ocean's gay?
Who's Frank Ocean?
A rapper, gay guy.
Who the
rapper?
Fuck is Billy Ocean?
Yeah, right?
You guys don't know who Frank Ocean is?
It's 11, really? That was a good movie.
No, who's Frank Ocean?
He's a very famous rapper / R&B guy.
I think I have one of his songs, actually.
Have you ever had a dream?
That's not it. Hold on. Pause.
We don't have time for this.
I have a point here. It's the fact that Pat tweeted me and said, Frank Ocean is gay, Jeff C., Matt Bay, Larry Stream, Pete Lake, Antoine Golf, Ho Chi Pond, and Steve Lagoon are also gay as well.
Well, now we have a good list. Write those down. Put them up on the wall. Now we know. We'll keep adding to the gay list every week.
Of Chicago published a paper Monday explaining how they replicated the feeling of touch for monkeys through a prosthetic hand. The sense of touch humans naturally feel comes from nerve cells in various body parts. This new method uses electrodes in the nerve cell's place. Discovery explains it this way. Just as natural limbs send signals to the brain, the artificial one would do so too, except it would be through electrodes linked to the relevant parts of the brain rather than nerve cells. The lead researcher for this study says prosthetic hand development can't move forward without the sense of touch.
Later developments show that
forward
they will
and
know,
backward.
They will learn how to dubstep these feelings because they're electronic.
Wow. You really want to create an arm that can actually be used dexterously without the enormous...
All right, let me translate. Can they give hand jobs?
Who's dexterously?
That's what I want to know.
And is he from the University of Alabama?
Dexterously?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's another gay rapper.
My name is Marvin Dexterius, linebacker for the Florida Marlins.
You got to agree that you said the Florida Marlins, a baseball team.
I know. Dexterously without the enormous amount of concentration it takes without sensory feedback, you need to restore the somatosensory feedback.
That's what I've been saying.
For years.
Oh, my
all
God.
Marie and I talk about is that.
And domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
That's all we talk about. Okay, here's the cool part. Now, here's the hand in use. Check this out.
Study is a part of the Revolutionizing Prosthetics Project.
Ah, it's weird. It's creepy because it's a robot and it's a hand.
It's a hand from Short Circuit, the first one.
Why would the robot hand need to use a wrench? If it's a robot hand, it should be strong enough to be used as a wrench already.
Little known fact.
Maybe it's going to bend the wrench.
Little known fact, Royce is terrified of robotic arms.
I don't like robotic any limbs that are robotic.
He's very frightened of them.
They're not real.
He doesn't trust them.
Funded
by robotic penises.
Well, that's fine.
By the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. The goal of the...
Oh, my God. That already sounds evil.
Project. Whoa, is that Max Payne?
We all remember when DARPA started making the limbs, and then robots killing babies was next.
I do not trust the DARPA initiative.
Me neither.
Organizing Prosthetics Project, which is funded by the Defense Advanced Research...
Which is funded by Scary Future Technology.
Project's and a grant agent. From Kellogg's.
And funding from viewers like you.
Project, which is funded by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. The goal.
Why would the defense... See, right there, it's already going into military use. Right off the bat, it's not about helping people. It's about how can we make it kill things?
If they're going to make an arm for this guy, people. Why do they make it uneven?
What were you saying, Sean?
It is about helping people. It's about giving all those stupid fucks that join the military their limbs back after they get them blown off in Afghanistan or Iraq.
Uh-oh. He's mad. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
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 Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
No, I'm not. I'm not mad.
Button pushing Sean. Here he comes.
Uh-oh. Whistleblower.
Yeah. Did I sound mad?
Fifth party!
is to create artificial upper limbs that will restore natural motor control and sensation in amputees. Researchers
say that
he's a magician with one arm, obviously, because he was juggling.
Next step is to use this method as a blueprint for experiments on
a Jay-Z album.
A blueprint.
By the way, speaking, but finally, guys, it's happening. I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to play it.
We are so excited to have TLC here. Tion T-Boz Watkins, Chili Thomas, two members of the best-selling female R&B group in music history. They have
In Vogue.
And then the loud one. And the ashes of Left Eye Lopez.
We're here with the ashes of Left Eye Lopez. And nope, still nothing to say.
Album that is out today.
Why is T-Boz's dad there? And why is he wearing that wig?
Why is she wearing a GoPro on her face?
I don't know, but Chili's still hot as fuck. Look at
her. Sorry, you moved on. I heard you said ashes of Left Eye Lopez, but I heard eyelashes of Left Eye Lopez.
Call 20. They're joined by these three incredible young actors.
Don't yell at me.
Remember when she was on ESPN?
They play the
Remember
group
when she burnt down Andre Rison's house?
Yeah, that's how she got on ESPN.
Upcoming VH1 biopic, Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story.
Digging the scene, digging on you, digging on me, baby, baby. Oh, sorry, I like TLC.
You're dating yourself, Royce.
I like TLC.
Hey, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Digging a grave. Oh.
To all of them in just a moment. We're going to hear some music from you as well. But first, a look at TLC's story.
Awesome.
Oh, I'd rather not. I mean, basically, they're making a movie is the point.
Just don't show Left Eye Lopez.
But no, then it's going to be...
Still going to have sickle cell?
Okay, I mean, that, now I have to play because now I got to see if they're going to do a slow motion montage of Left Eye. Damn it.
Let's see.
They were the
Remember, that's the song that they were famous for.
By the way, they're not good singers. Well, TLC, they did not have good, strong voices. Like Destiny's Child, strong voices. These bitches had
Beyonce.
No good voices.
Yeah, but they were really smart to pick up that Honey Boo Boo show.
Soulful R&B trio of the 90s. With Can't Get Them Out of Your Head, number one hits like Waterfall.
It was a slow burn.
Now.
It was a slow burn.
And Creep. And now,
hey Dutch, can you stop creeping all the time? Because that's what all the fans are always saying.
The layering on their vocals is terrible.
What do you mean? It's the same voice layered 77 times. It's fine.
Yeah, no, okay.
It really sounds like a choir.
But really? Like Left Eye always like whenever she did like a solo, she just sounded like nails on a blackboard.
Oh, hey, what's up, Dan? And remember
she really was terrible. You know, I'm actually kind of glad she died.
I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come. Sorry.
The TLC hit the airwaves. Chili, T-Boz, and Left Eye are still the best-selling female R&B group of all time.
I don't want to scrub. Scrub is a guy can't get
By the way,
no
Dutch has
cheese.
A bumper sticker on his car.
I don't want no pigeons.
Dutch's car says, I don't want no scrubs on the back bumper sticker.
Oh, really? Because mine says, I ain't no hollaback girl.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What was that?
What was what?
My bumper sticker's really long. It says, like, this shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Hey, you want to read the other bumper stickers that Ryan left us before?
Yes, that would be
my
great.
My station wagon says, my stick family ate your stick family.
Like it. Go
and
for it.
And they're zombies.
I don't have a car.
Okay, so when you sit outside and go vroom vroom and pretend you have one, just we'll do that.
We have power wheels, but we don't have a car. But it's a Princess Hummer power.
Okay, I'm going to start posting the photos in the chat room, and you guys comment as you see fit.
That one didn't work.
It didn't work?
No, I'm not seeing the photo. It's a dead link.
It's a dead link?
Fucking it up, Marie.
It's a dead link.
Okay, well then maybe...
Damn it!
It's a dead link. Okay, well then maybe they don't work.
Hey, Marie. Hey, Marie. You must be out of hearts, because that's a dead link.
Okay, I'm just going to post the thing then.
Dude, Royce, why did you do this to me, man?
That was awesome.
No, it wasn't awesome.
Now, guess what?
It was awesome.
No, take it back. Take it back.
No, I can't
play it in reverse right now.
Yeah, you don't know how.
Just play it in reverse.
Well, let me see if I can.
Okay, I just posted the article then, so we'll just scroll through together.
No, I didn't do it. Sorry. No,
as a family. The first one says, be nice to America or we'll bring democracy to your country.
Ah!
Forget it, because we don't have democracy here.
Oh, we rule.
I don't get it.
Okay, so then the next one is the stick figure family.
I don't hate that one. I don't hate that one. That's actually not bad.
It's the stick figure family, but it says the ass family. Wise, smart, lazy, kiss, and dumb.
I would have changed my last name, and I wouldn't definitely not have named my kids that.
Okay, this
is all right. The next one is the McDonald's Arch M, but it says marijuana over 1 billion stoned.
Oh, because marijuana.
Oh, yeah. It's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
All right.
Nope, it's not.
The next one is a Nike pun.
As I said before the show, Sean, it is a gateway drug. It makes you, when you get high, it makes you find your old gateway laptop and masturbate on it because you don't care if it gets jizz.
On
the
it.
Keyboard?
Yeah. Who gives a shit? It's your old laptop. Come on. You guys don't have a masturbating laptop? Just me? Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
The next one.
No, it's not just you. Don't worry.
Jesus.
The next
one. What
do you
think I'm using with the webcam?
I knew it.
Oh.
Wonder.
Come on, John. Come on.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Next one. Just Do It logo, except it has a guy fucking a girl.
With like sex?
Yeah. And the logo is placed just where his penis would white be. Might
uh-huh.
be.
Uh-huh. Sex.
And then, of course, there was the fat people are hard to kidnap one Ryan liked before the break. Next one. This vehicle protected by anti-theft sticker.
I don't get it. How would that protect the vehicle?
He's an asshole.
How would that protect the vehicle?
That's the point.
No, I don't get it, Dutch. How would it protect it?
But that's the point.
A sticker. I mean, sticker. What does it do? I could just open the door.
But no, hold on, Royce. That's kind of the point.
No, I don't get it. Why would you even say that? Because now you're telling people I don't have an alarm.
That's kind of the point.
But now
the sticker is actually going to protect people because the sticker is the protection.
Oh, because people are going to go, oh, I'm going to laugh. And they're going to laugh and go, I'm not going to rob this guy's car. He just made my day. I'm going to go home.
No, I'm just going to key the side of it.
Yeah. I'm going to go home, punch my wife instead.
So this one, everyone's going to enjoy because it's topical.
Oh, no. I already read it.
Like an ointment?
Yes. Yeah. It said, you looked better on MySpace.
How is that topical? Well, for 2006?
That was kind of the point of her joke, Sean.
See, I don't think guys are getting the point of all these things that we're saying today, guys. You got to get with it.
Everybody else is getting literal here instead of just going with it. Marie, you and I are on the same page.
All right. Well, next one. Maybe people will get the joke next one. If you can't enjoy yourself, try to enjoy someone else.
I don't care what that means. Enjoy what?
I think it
means, I'm on page 52. I'm sorry. You guys are on 53.
I think it's a sexual reference. I think it means if you can't masturbate, go rape someone else.
All right.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if that's where your mind goes.
Well, that's the first place your brain goes.
It's fine.
Well, enjoy someone else. Where's your brain going?
I guess there is enjoyment. If you're like that aggressive where rape is your last option of getting laid, then you're probably enjoying yourself.
Rape is a last resort. Is there a resort after rape?
Yes.
Yeah, sandals.
Beaches.
Sandals resort.
That was really funny, guys.
I've always seen those. You go horseback ride on the beach. There's like an aquarium.
It's like a Motel 8.
It's really nice.
It's a really awful
There's like tours. Banana boats and shit. It's really nice. So, yeah, but plenty of resorts better than rape, I guess,
is
the point.
Oh, this is one that Sully should put on his office next to his other sign that he has. Mm-hmm. Don't worry what people think. They don't do it very often.
Oh! But he's a people.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I went there. Next up, I'm only.
Oops, wrong button. Sorry,
that
was the right button.
No, that's the wrong button.
I hit this. I meant to hit this one.
That's funny,
but I accidentally hit this one. It's Friday. Because we're right next to each other. And my fat finger hit both.
Good thing you cleared up. That saved time.
I think Royce actually owns three of the next bumpers.
I'm only speeding because I really have to poop.
Really? Go take a dump then.
Oh, no, it's the bumper sticker.
Oh.
So, oh, my God, this is so original and I've never seen it before.
I actually wasn't reading it. Like, for a second there.
That was pretty funny, though. Dutch is like, go poop. I'm like, no, Dutch, you the bumper sticker. My other ride is your mom. That's vulgar. I don't like that one. Delete that one.
That's obscene.
That's not right. I got a license plate cover that says my other vehicle is a warthog.
This is one I think I should bring to work.
Oh, this is disgusting.
the only bush I trust is my own.
First off, shave it. Like, why do you still have a bush?
Well, where am I going to store my crabs?
Ew. I got to say, man, I'm kind of a fan of having something down there.
Ew.
Not like a massive forest. No, don't get me wrong.
What, on you? Like,
and not on you.
On you.
On me, yes. I look at me and I go, ooh, yeah, you sexy man. No. On a girl. If a girl has a little bit of a bush, I don't mind it.
Hold on. We need the last bumper sticker. It's my favorite one.
All right, what is it?
Read it.
Oh, you want me to read it?
Yeah.
My kid is an honor student and my president is an idiot.
Nice.
Apparently, he's not a fan of Obama.
Well, this is an old car, probably Bush.
No, Obama.
They're both idiots.
Well, either or. It works in both ways. It works in both ways, but it's fine.
All right, so
bumper stickers are hilarious.
Bush.
No, we've already done this break, but like a million times.
Gotta love it. Num, num,
we
num.
We have
num,
not?
Yes, we've done the Bush break. Murray, back me up here. We've done the
Marie,
vagina
do you have
break.
A Bush?
Yes, he married Gwen Stefani. We get it.
Yeah, I'm sick of talking about it.
That was good.
Marie, are you just baby bald down there, or do you shave it all?
She shaves it with a baby watching at all times. It's weird. It's the only way I get a boner.
Scrawzy, though.
No.
Is that too uncomfortable to ask?
No.
I feel like I've been doing great if you guys want to come.
My vagina is clean shaven.
Really?
Mine too.
Why does he
Why
sound
is
surprised?
That surprising?
You sound like
well,
she sells
no,
like
saying,
she sells
like,
carpets in fucking
no.
Armenia.
I'm saying that's the point. She's Armenian. That's the thing.
Right, but you know,
hence the point.
Razors work on all ethnicities. I mean, black people got the razor bumps, but still they work.
No. My thing. That like it's making a comeback, and I actually love it because it reminds
razor
me
bumps?
Of the 90s. No.
No. Armenians.
A little bit of a bush. Nothing crazy. Nothing like overgrown hedges, but like, you know, and not just landing strip.
Oh, now I can't watch that movie Over the Hedge anymore because I'm going to think of vagina hair.
Does that really gross you out?
No, yeah, I mean, I hate vagina hair. I think it's disgusting.
You think
because,
so?
Yeah, no, but it's not because the way it looks, but because the fact that there's so many liquids going on down there that it just seems like a sponge.
At least two.
Oh, it's so hot.
And Gary Shandling. Ugh, teeth. Am I right?
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
That's hot to you?
Oh, dude.
Oh,
ew.
What's wrong with having a little bit of hair? No. Here's
sometimes
the thing.
When Joel's
I'm
going.
I'm not saying a huge.
We
bush.
Get it. Kelly has a humongous bush. It's fine.
She doesn't
it's
have anything,
hairs.
And she refuses to grow it out. That's a thing.
And by the way, and that's at gunpoint, because I know Dutch.
Yes. And I said, bitch, grow it out. And she said,
now.
To me. I said, okay.
You son of a
Colorado
bitch.
Has that make my day law?
No, I mean, I don't know. Am I the only one on this panel here that actually feels like
I don't like
that?
It.
Not at all.
It's a sanitary thing. For nothing
gross.
Else.
Wait, what?
It's gross. John, what about you?
Hair, no hair, or little hair?
That's when, what I'm saying. Little hair.
I don't mind no hair because the majority of the girls that I've dated have no hair, but the ones that have like tiny, tiny, like putting on the green hair. That's all
right. Right. Putting on the green hair. You know what? That's a good way of putting it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not
like,
talking about stuff. Like an overgrown, you know, shagweed.
All I'm saying is that if a white girl is naked on television, it's porn. But if it's some sort of African girl that's naked on TV, it's really good porn. And you know
what we're talking about
because
dude,
the hair because that's what I have a reason because when I think of that hairy bush it brings up to my mind like that native like
National
big
Aborigines.
yes Aborigines yes like
that's what it is. It's the first nudie you saw as a kid was
yes,
probably National Geographic magazine.
No, you know what,
hold on, let Royce talk.
You know what, Dutch, I never thought of it that way. You might be right. It might be related to that. I don't even think it was a book. I think it might have just been one of those documentaries where you're watching class or something, and it just struck me like
and at the time you probably didn't like girls and it was kind of icky at the
it was nothing
icky
or at the time
he's
maybe
never really liked girls.
No, it's not so much the girls, it was maybe
he
just
a huge dick by the way. I've
maybe
seen it.
Maybe it was just the color of the girls.
Jesus. That looks no. Butt Monkey just posted a picture in the chat room of like a girl who was wearing a bikini with a huge muff coming out, but that looks photoshopped.
Well,
no,
one because
it's
green.
Yeah,
it's,
it looks like she
joke.
Put seaweed in there or something.
And then she got crabs.
That has to be a joke.
It's a joke.
I don't know. I'm not talking about like a huge muff, but like, you know, having a little bit of, like John said, green to play on.
I guess, but like I said, I don't know my. You might be right, Dutch. You might be 100% right. Maybe that is my reasoning for it. I don't even have a rational. Like, I can't tell you, like, oh, you know, like I said, maybe it's a sanitary thing in my mind. That at least that's the way I think of it. Because, you know, when you think of it, it's just another place to hold odor, I guess. And
you're all about getting rid of it.
I just don't want it to. I don't want it to smell like.
Like you just finished hot yoga.
Yeah.
But that, I don't know. I've never seen it that way. I've just kind of.
I don't
like,
want it to smell like a YMCA locker room.
Here's the thing. I don't look at that and go YMCA locker room. I go, oh, this is a woman who's confident with herself to like let it go a little bit.
Lazy.
Right. Lazy. I like lazy. I like lazy bitches.
Lazy bitches. All right. Start playing the outro music. Coming up after us now is The Red Show. So stay tuned for them. Anything else we need? Oh, yes.
John, why are you better?
Hold on. Shut up, Dick.
Wait, what?
Oh. I'm better because I am playing.
Wrong show!
Vimy. I wanted to plug, because YouTube is being a bitch about copyright stuff, that all the full Dutch and Royces and Hippo Juices are at vimeo.com/morelikeradio. Okay, all in HD glory, and Vimeo even provides a download button right on their page. You can even download
we need to promote
it.
That more. That's awesome.
So I'll be putting those up every week. If you want to check out the full show, put them on your device. If people that just don't want to hear our beautiful voices, but also want to see our beautiful faces, So do that. Neglected Hippo Text, let's take us away.
I wasn't paying attention. All too right, much tonight because I was having so much fun.
I posted some in Skype.
Good.
Oh, you did? Hold on. I have two, and then Marie, you can take us out with the last one.
Go for it.
Number one I have here is Mocktober. It's all about Mach 5 talk.
so loud.
Wait, is somebody playing the outro music?
Yeah.
I don't hear it.
I hear it.
Well, I'm still going here.
There it goes.
There it is.
Okay. I get it because it's a grenade. There you go, Marie. Go ahead.
I don't suppose Bachtober, where Johann Sebastian's music is played, would be too popular here.
No, okay, I like it.
I'm down.
I like fat people. Oh, sorry. Like fat people need another reason to blame a disease for their weight. It's the disease model for food. That wasn't a joke. I just feel like writing something from Kelly. My Komodo would be named Dave, Slayer of Gods.
Like it.
Colon, Slayer of Gods.
All right, guys. Blah, 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 blah.
Red Show next.
Yes, bye. You're someone else's problem now.